Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you. It is March 28th, 2023. Good to be here. We have a lot going on in our communities, devastating things, and storms are raging across the states. But we have a Lord who is with us, and we can picture him in our boat with us. So we pray for those who are grieving, those who have had loss, the communities that are coming together to support each other and to bring forth healing in the ministries and all those involved. I just pray for that now. So, Lord, we just lift up our nation to you, God, and across the state, Lord, and all the things that are happening, Father God, Lord, with storms and raging in many different facets, Lord, literally, Lord, and inside of people, God, with shootings, Lord. And we pray for families, Lord. We pray for churches, Lord. We pray for communities coming together, Father God. Let ministries be strong, serve well in your name, Father, that you would be glorified, Lord, their comforter, their presence, their peace, Lord, in ways we can only imagine, Father. So we thank you, Lord, even with forgiveness, Father, and just let them rise up, Lord, and give them a type of refreshing. Lord, I know it's a ministry of presence when we come alongside of other people. Lord, let it be done well, God, and let that even be done in wholeness without any deception or misalignments in any way, God, and ethically, Lord, I guess that's what I'm saying. And thank you, Lord, that we will do our part when we hear your whisper and your prompting and your leading. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's just hard to navigate through, even just in prayer. Lord, we just dedicate this evening to you as well. Lord, we thank you for this place, Lord, that we can meet in faith according to your word and according to, Lord, your presence, Lord, and being with us, Father God. We thank you that you meet with us prophetically, God. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for a network of people, Lord, that are brought together and knit together in your name for your glory, God. Be glorified, Father God, as we come here and just even igniting and encouraging one another, God, and then going out in our own communities, our own churches, families, neighbors, Lord, that we could esteem and be salt and light to them with your marvelous light and presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I'm sure, I don't know if you guys know or not, but, oh, hi. Wait, hold on one second. Sorry. Well, I was going to say this, is that my husband, because you guys may or may not know this or heard about this, but tonight, just at dusk, so I know we're on a little bit time, we're depending on where we are, a little bit different time frames or whatever, but just shortly after dusk in the western sky, there's alignment of five planets, which is very rare. So I may stop. I think my husband went out to see if he could see it, but I may stop and play a song just so we can all go check it out and see if the skies are clear, if we can see it. Anyway, it's very rare. And I'm sure it's very prophetic, too. I just didn't have time to research that. Okay, so there's that. And so I was reading the other week, last week, I had this realization that when Jesus, let me make sure I have this pulled up. I need to pull up one other one. When Jesus was raised from, you know, he died and then rose on the third day, he
see, there we go. The Jews lied, right? So they said that his body was stolen. So there was a lie and deception at that time when he was resurrected, okay? And at the time of his return, so listen to this, at 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12, this is what it would be like, okay? Okay, right here, 9 through 12. It is encouraging us. New King James. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all ungodliness, deception among those who perish because they do not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So it's showing that even signs and wonders, there's going to be deceiving lies with powers and signs and wonders, as you guys know that, when the Antichrist comes. But it is parallel to when Jesus, you know, came, died, rose again. And then as well, when he comes again, I'm sorry. Let me get rid of that page. And then in Romans 1, it says, it's talking about him giving over the people over to strong delusions in their mind who do not believe the truth. And and people who suppress the truth. So it's very parallel because they do not, they suppress the truth in unrighteousness because they may not know of God's, God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. Okay, so they're without excuse, okay, because they are internally made with God's power that he's even revealing that to them. So they don't have an excuse that they didn't know, because they're choosing not to glorify God, but they're futile in their minds and foolish in their hearts, were darkened, professing to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image like a corruption of man. So they changed it. And even if this is people, so here's the confusing part, here's the part that needs to be sorted out, and like either it's just going to have to be ripped off like a Band-Aid, or there's fragments and phrase of things, of the stitching that needs to be, you know. So here's the thing, is people who are Christians or born again believers, who then become deceived and believe these lies and actually turn themselves over, they change from the glory, you know, that God cannot put his glory on that. So he has to remove his glory from them. And if he's giving them over to and exchange the truth for a lie, they are doing that. They're worshiping other things, okay, and lust in their heart and uncleanness. They're exchanging, okay, who exchange among themselves, who exchange the truth of God for a lie. So this is even saying to me, that's indicating they had the truth, but now they're exchanging it for a lie. And they're worshiping something else, which is even more fearful if you think of it, for those who are, because those could be people sitting very close to you in the church service, right? They could be people in your home group, people in your small group, people in your women's group, you know? Let me just hold on a second. So even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Okay, so, and then it goes on to talk about all the things that are not fitting, and you know, in some ways runs parallel with the same, it's like the same track as, you know, this Antichrist being revealed, of things that are being in the world, you know, which is unloving, unmerciful, untrustworthy inventors. I mean, you know, how many, okay, so I don't know how long you guys have been a Christian, but have you seen new things, people invent new sins since you've been a Christian, new ways to sin, invent new things? Yes, yes, we have. Unfortunately, this is true. This is a debased mind. So how do we navigate even through this? Like, if this is their choice and this is what God did, like, how do we navigate that through? Because one thing is, like, if I'm going to pray, especially being an intercessor, like, I'm not going to, and that takes time and it takes work, okay? I do not want to, for lack of better words, okay, just grant me some grace here. I cannot waste my time in prayer on something that's not going to be hitting the target at Paul, as Paul says, right? So while I would like them to have a different life and to not, you know, murder, to have strife, deceitfulness, evil-minded, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boastful, all of these things. However, but if this is the wrath of God that's placed on them, if this is their lot that has been transferred to them because they exchanging the truth, they're exchanging the truth for a lie that they did that, then, you know, where can my prayer land there? Do you get what I'm saying? We have to navigate through this with great discretion and discernment and continue on. We're going to be confronted. We're going to be confronted with this in our own churches, as we're seeing even. Yes, as we're seeing. So I just want to expound too much on that, but we are seeing this. Okay, so this was last week. Honestly, this was last week the Lord was showing me this. So I just wanted to draw that out. So from the beginning to the end, you know, the Lord repeats it. Like, the Bible is just one big continuous story of what he's doing and how he's revealing himself over and over and over again to show that God does reveal himself to humanity and that he is faithful, he is steadfast. But we need to follow his ways, right? And he covers us when we do that. We follow his ways. But at the same time, here we are living in this world with this, with people with debased minds and all of these things happening. And sometimes those things fall on Christians that are unjust happenings in the community. And that's hard. That's hard to, with the sovereignty of God, that takes time to sort that out. Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about, talking about a lie and deception, is that I was reading in Joshua, and it says the people there, Joshua 9:22, and they were talking about the people who deceived the Israelites, okay? And when they deceived them, it says, okay, part of their deception was it actually saved their lives, okay? But they shouldn't have lied. Then it came out that they did deceive, right? And so Joshua saved them from the Israelites, and they did not kill them. And that day made the Gibeonites woodcutters and water carriers for the community for the altar of the Lord and the place the Lord would choose. And that is what they are to this day. So that's all that they are. Okay, it says back up to 22. I'm sorry, that was 26. It said, then Joshua summoned the Gibeonites and said, I think I'm saying that correct, why did you deceive us by saying we live a long way from you while actually you live near us? You are now under a curse. You will never cease to serve as woodcutters and water carriers for the house of the Lord. So, whoa, they deceived, okay? It saved their lives, but it cost them. Okay, they saved their lives by deceiving, but it cost them. And they were servants. They were able to serve and labor in the house of the Lord, give their labor at the altar, but that's it. There was no other inheritance for them, and they're still doing that to this day, okay? Because I guess they're sometimes called, the Gibeonites are sometimes called the
H-I-V-I-T-E-S, Hivites, which is also in Samuel. So that's interesting, and that deception that they lost part of an inheritance, right? Because they deceived. Okay. And then there were some other things that were listed in there that limited. There were things that people did that actually they forfeited things within their inheritance as well. Just mentioning. We won't talk about that. They lost their rights and forfeited the rights when they divided the land. That's what happened with their behavior and their actions. And what they were doing. So, yeah, God can't celebrate sin. He can't celebrate. He has to separate himself from the things that are not of him, right? So he has a moral code, if you were, a moral law. So Moses had the law, the moral part of the law is unchanging. The other parts of the law that are considered, what are they called? Ceremonial, I think. Are they called ceremonial laws? Those were fulfilled in the gospel. Okay. hold on one second. Okay. We're going to go ahead and open up the first phone line. Thank you guys for being here. Okay, God bless you. 402-214, good evening. Is this Sharon?
Yeah, honey, hi. Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you. Pardon me?
I just need your prayers.
Okay, so Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your love to cover her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. God, we ask, Lord, that you bless her mind, Lord, that you cover her with your covering, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just for that, like a head covering. We thank you, Lord, putting like a head covering on her, Father. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I don't remember, I'll have to look that up later, why the women wear a head covering. But I know sometimes the men, it was to show like the glory, an outward expression of the glory of the Lord is upon them. But at the same time, they couldn't carry, like they couldn't be, they had to cover themselves in some way to be in the presence of the Lord. Like they couldn't necessarily feel like all of themselves could be exposed before the Lord, but at the same time, we already are. He already knows that because of the new covenant where he knows the things, the thoughts and intents of our hearts. But so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for covering her in Jesus' name. And Father God, thank you, Lord, just for your blessings, Lord, and how you engraft her and enfold her into the things of the Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you for your promises over her, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, let them be spoken. Let them come forth. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, let me look something up.
You know, I was just reading about that the other day, and I don't remember it.
What do you mean?
The head covering.
Oh, really? Okay, so then I thought I heard the word, like, glossary, which is so weird. I don't know why, like, glossary, like, and glossary on your lips. I don't know. It's so bizarre to me. But anyways, and so when I look up just the word glossary in the dictionary, it says an alphabetical list of terms or words found in relating a specific subject. So that's interesting because I know, or fascinating,
Because last week we talked about
alphabets.
Yes.
I know, alphabet cereal.
Yes, so this glossary, On Your Lips, alphabetical list of terms and words found in related subjects. Terms, words, related, I'm writing this down, related subject. Okay, so let me go to head covering and see what I come up with here. So, yeah, so I'm not sure. I think there's something more to that because let me just it does have to do with modesty, protection, just from the outward elements. Okay, so in regards of, in the Greek, it was used to conceal feelings of shame and embarrassment. That's interesting. And so then we know, okay, so then the woman had this head covering. So it's both external and internal with purposes. So modesty, protection from even the elements externally, and then internally concealing feelings of shame and embarrassment. But that is because Jesus, you know, it says he bore our griefs and our shames on the cross. So because of the Hebrew people, they did a lot of their teaching was with elements and outwardly, you know, they used a lot of teaching that way, like with food, they taught with, you know, that kind of thing. Like all the elements came together with signs and wonders and all that jazz. But then he bore another New Testament. Oh, you did?
I grew
the
up,
New Testament.
Know.
Well, the New Testament, I was just going to say, head covering is that Christ is the head. You know, Christ is the head. He's the head covering. You know, so I don't know.
Right.
I think that there's probably something more. But that's interesting that you just read that, too.
Yeah, when I grew up wearing a head covering in mass, you know, the women always did.
And
a lot of them still
do. Why did you wear that just for, what was
well,
the purpose
then? Well, that's
what
I'm trying to remember exactly. Out of respect, you know, being, I'm thinking under the Lord, but there's more to it, and I can't remember what it is, but I'll look it up. But I even had a dream once, and I saw people in church, and the women had head coverings, had veils on again. And I've actually been drawn to that, to do that myself. I just haven't done it.
I wonder if there's, now this one, I wonder if it has something to do with, if the veil in the Catholic Church like that has something to do with, like, so the Jewish people have that, what is their prayer covering, that they have that little garment, like when they pray, it's not a garment, it's kind of like a, not a blanket, but it's, I can't think of what the name of it is right now. I think it's the T, but it's like a prayer shawl, if you will, that they cover their head with when they're praying. So I wonder if those two correlate with a type of meaning. It's just different, a little bit different element, you know, within their body. So, yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
I just think that alphabet thing is weird. You know, the spelling it out. I don't know. I don't know. I guess
yeah.
I need stuff spelled out. I don't know.
Well, no, that's good, because when we understand it, then, right, when we live out of that, like when we can't put all the
right.
pieces together, then we're not really living it. So that's really a very good thing. It's not, yeah. So let me just pray into this. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon. Father, we thank you for being her covering. Lord, that you, God, you are her Godhead. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Actually, I think that is in Romans. I just didn't say that word there. But we thank you, Lord, that she is her, you are her Godhead, Lord, that you would protect her from the elements of this world, Lord, of any deception, deceiving lies, Father God. Lord, things that would bombard her, God, of lawlessness, the shames of this world, Father God. We thank you for your protection over her, God, guarding her and guiding her, God, and covering her, God, that you are her covering, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she has a head, God, that she has, you are her protector and her shield and her provider, Lord. We thank you for that. And, Lord, I'm not sure what this glossary is, Lord, with terms and words and related symbols, Father, that she is to talk on or speak on or to put things in order in some way. I'm not sure, Father God, but we thank you, Lord, for literally, Lord, that you spelling it out for her, God, and knowing what she's doing, God, that she can see it, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, so I thought of two things when I was praying. That was one, it was like a crossword puzzle, you know, where there's just a bunch of letters, but then you see it. When you look further, you see the word, and you see it transform.
Right.
And then the
yeah.
other thing is that people have said in the Greek, like the names of, like, you know, the names have meaning to something. And if they put the names in order and what they mean, it actually comes up with a sentence, like revealing God and how everything is like intertwined. So I think that there might be something there, like however the Lord is leading you, even if it seems alphabetically, like, you know, possibly it's an order, right? He's spelling it out in some type of order that you will be able to look and then look again and be able to see it. Clearly, like, I see the lettering, like, I see it now, this is the faith, this is whatever it is that, you know, he's leading you to, you know, this is the direction or whatever, you know, so anyways, he's just unique in how he uses all of us, right? He opens our eyes to see and to know. And he uses our understanding and how he's equipped us to learn language and, you know, retrieve it. So that's a blessing, because then he knows you, you know, deeply. Do you have any specific prayer requests?
Well, that was a big one, you know, the understanding and putting everything in order. And then I do have a prayer request for my friend, Kevin. I don't know if God shows you anything on him or not, but.
Okay, let's pray for Kevin. Go ahead. If you mute me on your end, then I don't have to mute you. Thanks.
Okay.
So, Father, we thank you. Yeah, thank you. Lord, we thank you for Kevin. We lift him up to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for helping him to open his mouth, Lord, with expressions, Father, and utterances that are even from you, God, that are true and noble words, Lord. In Jesus' name, give him true and noble words to utter as he opens his mouth, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for mindfulness, Lord, that you fill his mind, God, mindfulness, in Jesus' name, Lord, be filling his mind, mindfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what I've seen, huh?
I wonder what, not quite sure, the mindfulness, you know, what that means, you know, what that means.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, I was not thinking, when I was seeing it's like the Lord, like the, like he was filling his mind, like a little compartment was opened and the fullness
okay.
part of it, like that, like the fullness part of it was like if the compartment was all one thing, but it had two capacities to open up, the fullness part was being, God was putting stuff in there on the fullness side of it, you know, so his mind was the fullness of it. So I'm not sure how all that works together either, but it is interesting. And I know the Lord, right, he gives in part, so that's the part I got. Maybe
yeah.
someone has another part. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining
Bye.
Us.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Okay.
Yes, God
All
bless
right.
you too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye. Hey, I'll be right back. I know I have two or three more callers and a couple people on there. So let me play a song just for like 3 or 4 minutes so I can go check on something. I'll be right back. Let's do this one.
How much air I will need to breathe when your tide rushes over me. There's only one way to figure out, will you let me drown? Yeah, will you let me drown? Hey now, this is my desire, consume it like a fire, 'cause I just want something beautiful to touch me.
Okay, thank you. God bless you guys. Thank you. All righty, we go to the next caller here, 502-548. Good evening. This is Greg. Okay, and is it Wisconsin? No.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay, yes. All right, thank you. All right, let's pray. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for Greg, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just bring him before your altar, God. We thank you, Lord. Father God, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every I don't know if it's emphasis or accent. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, Lord. We thank you. Let me just hear your line for a second. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. And it has something to do with you. I mean, obviously, you personally, but I see it, like, in your name. So it means that, like, your identity and the accent of God, of the emphasis that God has placed upon you, Greg, from Kentucky. You know, it's very personal. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. So the things that he's begun, he sees fit to they finish, right? And so we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for all that you're doing, Lord, all that you've designed him and created and purposed him to do, Father God, that by faith, Lord, that you are continuing to author those pages, Father God, to author, Lord, your will and purposes for him, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. Let's see. Yeah, it's like the beginning and the end, right? So he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So, and as we follow, I mean, he very much makes us in his, I mean, obviously he's made us in his likeness. Okay. Yeah, so Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and was sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. So we thank you, Lord, just being the finisher, the author and the finisher, God, that he would finish strong and finish well, Father God, in his race and his walk with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strengthening him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every measure and facet that you use to even train him, for him to finish well, Father God. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that Greg is the finisher of the faith, God, in Jesus' name, and of your purposes and your emphasis that you've placed upon him, God, in faith. Jesus' name, amen. Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's definitely doing a lot of stuff right now.
Cool.
He's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm in awe, you know, just watching some of the stuff that he's done and worked through with Jennifer and I the past week or two, just how ways that he's shown up, ways that he's spoken, things that he's showed and taught both of us, stuff he's confirmed in both of us. You know, like one of us would think or say something, and there were several times he was literally just giving us almost identical thoughts, ideas, or words.
Yeah, very cool.
Confirmation's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, very confirming. I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That's awesome.
But yeah, it's good. He's definitely up to something. Not exactly sure what, but certainly looking forward to, you know, each step as it unfolds.
Yes. Well, he is good, and he knows how to prepare us even for what he's preparing us for.
Yeah, right.
So,
he only likes the step that we're taking. He doesn't like any step beyond that. He doesn't give us all the pieces of the puzzle. He only gives us the pieces that, you know, that he wants us to see and to put them in place. And I guess when we put them in place, then, or as he helps us put them in place, then he gives us the next piece. So it's one step, one piece at a time.
It is.
And we stand there and beg, and it's like, can you show us more? What we want to, you know, or, but what about this? And it's like, I'll show you when it's time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's good. Yes, it is. And I've heard from more than, when we were at the Leaders Conference a couple of weeks ago, and then I think I just read something this week that like reinstated that, but just to encourage you and the other listeners to take the opportunity when the Lord opens opportunities to us to step into that. And sometimes we might not recognize it as an opportunity in the moment, but mm-hmm. if it's something we're to say yes to, and even if it seems like inconvenient or like, oh, this is going to cause a little bit more work, but maybe I am supposed to say, like, time consuming, maybe you are, like, I'm seeing the Lord in those moments show up and do so much more. By, yeah, just incredibly, just doing so much by his spirit and being recognized as his spirit, you know?
Yeah.
Which is very cool. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, can we pray for anything? Have any prayer requests?
Part was that he just keeps doing what he's doing for sure. That we stay tuned in, that we don't get in, you know, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and or feeling our own strength and think we know what we're doing. That's definite.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just continues to, you know, light up and show up that we see that we don't look elsewhere, step to the left or the right.
Yeah. Okay, let's pray. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, and Greg and Jennifer as well, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your renewing, Lord, even. Well, I know they already have spiritual vitality, God, but in some ways you're renewing it with your confirmations, Father. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for your heart is steadfast in all of your ways, Lord. So we thank you for not giving them too much too soon, Lord. And as they yield to you, God, may it be peaceable fruit of righteousness. Lord, and that they're being trained by it, by you, Lord, and that they're subject to their Father in heaven, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that even their words, Lord, that you bring to them are enduring words, Lord. They're training and enduring, and not that there's going to be hardship, but just enduring in the sense, as he, again, is the author and the finisher. It's the framing of your faith that endures. So we thank you, Father God, just for that enduring faith, Lord, and just your spirit of refreshing as well, God. And we thank you, Lord, for their hearts to stay, as Greg stated, Lord, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you. I'm sure you'll be talking for just a second.
Yes, and very, very less than a second, probably. She's right behind you, yes.
Imagine that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, God bless you too. Bye-bye. Okay, good evening, 802-989. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Deborah. Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, wonderful.
Good. I probably should have just opened your phone line with his phone line, but if they're talking about you. But I'll have to do that next time, maybe. So it's probably funny just overhearing, listening.
It is.
But it's very endearing as well, so I'm sure. Praise God. So thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up to you, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the multifaceted ways that you reflect and show her your love, Lord, the dynamics of your reflection of light and how you shine, Lord, like even as a diamond is held up, like when the process from where it started and the process of the shining coming through from the coal, I think it's coal or a different element maybe, but and just shining, just how fascinated that it's of the same elements, but by design of the hand of God, and just, but I'm seeing like marvels, like holding up like a diamond. But it's this multifaceted, clear, and just being fascinated with every facet. Like it's almost like you can see into the facet, like you're seeing, like looking at a deeper realm, and seeing something there, like almost in every facet, where other people would be like, yeah, all the facets are really cool, you know, and it would be all one element though, like, yeah, that's really cool. But I see you glaring into the different facets, almost as if you're seeing something again deeper kind of a revelation of seeing with the Lord, you know, the deep things of God. As you look, we thank you, Lord, for each element and each facet, God, that you show Jennifer, God, as she looks unto you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that she sees clearly because you've prepared a clear element for her to look at, God, that you've prepared her to view clearly, God, so she sees clearly, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for just, like I see, again, just the same visions, nothing's changing in it, holding this thing up. So we thank you, Lord, for what she holds on to, that she holds fast to the things of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for that. Let me just, I know that word hold fast is on here or in the Bible a few times. Let me see it. Okay. Yeah, so let's see, just hold this one. They're all good, but this one, but Christ as the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast with confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Yeah, there really is something I think the Lord is even showing all of us tonight, even the word that he brought forth at the beginning, you know, that we do have to hold fast to our confidence, that we are not deceived, and that we don't lose or forfeit or even, you know, where the Lord, and I don't see that happening here with anyone here, but like losing where the Lord cannot put his glory on it, has to remove his glory, and just like the so opposing and not loving the truth anymore, it's so opposite of, and it makes me wonder where people's hearts were to begin with. So I don't know if that has to do with you. Just the verse is, again, the holding fast with confidence, rejoicing of our hope firm to the end. And so part of that, I think, just looking into the different facets is like, you are rejoicing. I just see your heart and like delighted. That is a form of rejoicing, even though I'm not saying the words. But when you're able to see in that element and that depth, your heart is rejoicing in the hope that you have, even apart from words, you know, so, which is cool. Oh, I'm sorry. I just did that last time too, I think. Sorry about that. I did the opposite. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like you've really opened my eyes to a lot lately. And, you know, I could see deeper and farther. And with his lens, you know, his lens. And I feel like he's trying to, you know, give me his eyes in a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes, you're exactly right.
He is so multifaceted. It's just amazing. I'm just so in awe. Like, I just have this desire to just, I don't want to miss any part of him. It's just like, just in awe. I mean, what more can you say, you know? I mean, there's not a word enough to describe his majesty and beauty and, I'm just, mesmerized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. It's good to even, you know, that's an important part too, I think, of hearing other believers talk about their belief and expressing it, because it actually brings other people closer to the Lord, you know, and they want to, or it gives them that hunger to seek, like, hey, I want to know him like that too, you know? And like, it just draws people in, you know? And I think it's supposed to, especially in this hour when people are hungry and thirsty. And a lot of people are weary. They need a tall glass of refreshing, you know?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's my prayer just to be, you know, love and light, you know, to reflect his love and light, because the world is so dark and it can be depressing and discouraging, and, you know, he is joy and peace and love, and the world definitely needs more of that. So, as a child of his, you know, it's just such an honor that, you know, he chooses, you know, us to be his vessels. It's very humbling.
It is, isn't it? You're exactly right. He chooses. And sometimes, even though he's humbling us, he's actually humbling other people in his choice as well, you know. And that's part of his multifaceted way, you know what I'm saying? Well, people go, oh, you chose her to, you know what I mean? Like, no, she's at the forefront. Like, do you know what I mean? But it's interesting, even though we have no knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just are just focused. Even as Greg was saying, we're just focused. And even you saying, looking to the Lord. And so we just know every other name becomes smaller and falls away, you know, and is diminished, and we're just looking at him and just knowing, hey, what I'm doing right now is I'm following him and I'm pleasing him, and whatever that stirs up in somebody else, I can't, you know what I mean? That's not mine to carry. God's going to have to take, you know, they're going to have to take care of it before the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Yes. So there's definitely a strengthening our faith when we do that, because obviously we are living by faith. And so if we have a credit, if you will, I mean, I'm just talking in very humanistic terms here, but when we get to heaven, you know, it's going to be what we did by faith, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
he just has a way of, I mean, for me, he just treats me so, I mean, I'm very fragile. My heart is tender and fragile, and he treats me as such, you know. He treats me with kid gloves, you know, and he doesn't have to show me, you know, like reasons why he does things or, you know, but he does. He gives me insight as to, okay, you know, just like, okay, now I'm taking you through this. It's going to be okay. You know, he treats me like a child, you know, and I'm, you know, and because of that and because I needed that, I've, you know, he's Abba Papa, and I just feel so protected and cherished, and there's this element of not, you know, really fearing, you know, you just know their Papa has your back. And I mean, it's really made a difference in my life, because before I just saw him as, you know, God, but he's all these other, you know, there's many, many, many facets to him. And he's been showing me each facet of himself in my life and who he is, you know, for me, for everyone. You know, he's, you know, no respecter of persons, so he's the same for everyone. But, you know, him revealing himself to me in the different areas of my life has just really been so impactful in how I deal with situations and the experiences that I have with him.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yes, yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. Awesome. Well, do you have any prayer requests this evening?
I wasn't going to, since you prayed for Greg and I, but I just really felt the Lord, like, just asking you to come into agreement with us. The, you know, I'm a dreamer. He gives me dreams, and a lot of those dreams tend to be warnings at times. And he gave me a warning dream the other night. And, you know, it's so wonderful to have a partner, you know, in Greg, that, you know, we can talk about it. And, you know, between the two of us, we feel as though, you know, we figured out the dream and perhaps the person that he was warning us about. And, but, you know, I had other visions and stuff. And so, you know, there's some elements of that dream that are still very concerning. And so I, you know, just protection over our relationship, because the enemy has really been trying to divide us and cause havoc. And, you know, this dream that I had, God was speaking. I mean, and he's so gracious in, you know, showing us, you know, those things. And,
yeah,
you know, but if he's giving you a warning dream, it's something to pay attention to. So, yeah, just protection and, you know, to come into agreement that, you know, just rebuking whatever schemes that the enemy has, you know, assigned. So,
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Lord, we do come into agreement, God, with what you revealed to Jennifer, God, in a dream. We thank you for your wisdom and your night counsel to her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her heeding it, God, for her bringing it before you, God, and just cultivating to hear you more. And to discern and to interpret it, Father God. And we pray, Lord, just for your protection, God, that you'd mightily shield and protect both Jennifer and Greg, Father God. And we thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper.
and any time that shall rise in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn, Father God. We pray, Lord, that any scheme of the enemy, God, will be frail and dissolved, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for even giving them the strategies in communication or skillfulness and discernment and wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to navigate through that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that they are, you know, diligent and vigilant, Lord, not like hyper-vigilant in fear, God, but vigilant in knowing that you are for them and not against them, God. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, if it involves a person or whatever, Lord, that you would just change their heart, change the direction, Lord, bring conviction where conviction is due, in Jesus' name, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty work. Amen. Let me just say this. Sometimes in dreams, I've just learned over the years, and not even just dreams that I have, but literally hearing other people, even people who have, like, who are dreamers and stuff, but I have kind of learned this, is that some of the elements, like when it leaves you emotionally, like it still has, like it seems like there's an emotional emphasis on it, is either, so it could be a couple different things, depending on what the dream is sometimes it's because the person's supposed to take an action. You know, like they're supposed to intervene or take an action in their dream or bring the dream to the forefront if it's for the church or whatever. Like there's some type of element that emotionally that won't go away. So if it, and I don't know that your dream has an action, but that's one element of it. And then the second element is like when you have that, I feel like it's God's heart. Like you're feeling right alongside of what God's heart is, and it's inside of you, and it's hard to, so sometimes it's like, it feels like strong, or even in some ways, and not to, I'm not minimizing the dream, but or the emotion, but like it feels exaggerated. Like one particular element feels exaggerated, because there's the Lord is putting an emphasis on that for a reason. Not necessarily that that's going to be the predominant emotion that you'll walk away with. Do you know what I'm saying? Or that the community, some people have things over the community that they'll walk away with, but God is getting you to move. Like one time I had the Lord just reminded me, I had a word about somebody was thinking of committing suicide in church service, and I wrote the word out before I left for church, and I gave it to the pastor, or had someone give it to him, and he did read it from the, you know, and if that, so that was like it moved me to take action. Like I needed to do something with it. It was unrestful, you know? And then the other part, again, just like a little bit feeling God's heart for it. Like you're feeling it with him. That's why it feels exaggerated, yeah. If you will. Yeah. Or doubled or more. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I'm so grateful for dreams. Like, you know, sometimes it's frustrating, you know, you really have to press in on some of them, but I mean, I love when he gives me dreams. I mean, they're not always pleasant, of course, but, you know, most of the time not pleasant, but just so grateful because, you know, he sees what we can't and, you know, that we'd be oblivious to I'm just very grateful.
Yes,
but
yes,
it did lead to action. Yeah, it did. Lead to action.
Okay, and it does help us navigate through. Do you see what I'm saying? It helps us navigate, and that's through life. You know, like Like I know one time I had a dream at a church. It was a church that I went just for a short bit. Because I was doing, anyways, like, whatever. So, not training, but like ministry. It was in between things, and I went to their ministry school. So, anyways, but I had a dream. It was so disturbing. I woke up. I mean, I literally woke up and got up. I was like, oh, my God, that was so disturbing, you know. And so I had to look up the, but it was God's way of making me vigilant and alert. And then he started, and then when I put the elements together, what the symbols were, and some other pieces started to come together, then he started showing me symbols and things in my awake time that was correlating with it. And then he started to increase my intercessions, but it started, revealed. So anyway, but that is good. I don't know how we got there, but we did. Anyway, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, this is our friend Rhonda, 972. 365.
Good evening, sister. Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hi, you're waiting. Good. I know you're waiting patiently.
Oh, no, I'm good. I just wanted to share when you was talking earlier. I think you was in the book of Romans, and you was reading about sin, and then you had brought up that, people have come up with a new ways of sinning and, trying to condone it. That was a really good message tonight because, I think some people have tried to downplay the fact that, God is not okay with sin, and I think
right. They've
gotten to the point to where they have tried to push it to the side to where they, I'm not saying they don't teach on it or preach on it, but it's not relevant anymore. It's like they have something else they want to use to try to draw people to Christ. And I'm not saying it is or it's not, but I'm just saying we still, because on my journey with Christ, the book of Romans is a place where the Lord took me, and that's where I was able to learn a lot of things because you can grow up in church, you can grow up in religion, and you can still be lost because you can be considered what you call a lukewarm Christian. You can still love the Lord, and you can still be done accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you still find yourself doing things that people do in the world, cursing, drinking, going to the clubs and stuff, and God is not okay with that because we are supposed to come out from that. So that's one book that I studied and studied and studied, and it just really, helped me to understand, this is not where we're supposed to be in life. When we become new creatures in Christ, the old life passed away, and behold, we become new. But I just wanted to share that because, I won't bring up this minister's name, but I seen what this well-known minister had got online and was telling people that they went and got a tattoo and they was able to minister to a person in there and brought them to Christ. And I'm like, that's still like a place of conflict because that's almost like I'm saying the only way I'm going to be able to witness to people about Christ is I got to go in the club and drink with them. No, you're not supposed to go into sin to try to witness to someone about Christ because God doesn't tempt us, to sin. So I just wanted to share that because when you was talking about that, it was really good because there's so much stuff that's going on in this earth, from shootings and even just the storm, how destructive the storms are. I think this may be the second or third time within a month period that Mississippi has just been devastated. Down in that area has just been destroyed. So, we have to stay in a place of knowing what the word says because, when disaster and destruction happen and people lose lives, even young children lose their lives, if you're not in a place of just knowing the Lord or being in a place of being able to try to have understanding of this stuff, it brings anger into people. And a lot of people turn away from God because they want to try to understand why God didn't intervene and why he didn't stop this. But if you think about sin open up doors, portals, doors for the enemy to come in and attack. So I just want to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take up a lot of time, but I really enjoyed what you were saying because I could feel what you were saying because, it's you can't be comfortable in that place because, if this is where God told us to come from, we shouldn't feel like it's okay to stay over here and Then when we want to, you know, do the right thing, we get over here. Then when we want to, we go back, like back and forth. Because sin is something that comes to destroy the things that, you know, your relationship with the Lord if you stay in it. So I wanted to share that.
No, that's good, because on the compromise and the being desensitized to the holiness of God, you know, like, or our pastor likes to call it being colonized by the culture. So you don't even see it. Like, you just think culturally this is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'll go to church, but at the same time, I'm going to go out and drink, you know, some of those people do those meetup things, which I just learned about this last Sunday at church, so I don't know. But anyways, you know, so you just can't do, yeah, you're right. There's got to be something's got to, but, you know, and even, you know, the apostolic, right? So in the end, in Romans, you know, where it talks about the apostle and the prophets coming together, you know, so the prophet is more keen. So they see things further out and further, just like more keen into what the Lord's doing and what the Lord wants, you know, truly what the Lord wants for his kingdom, not, you know, building something on earth, but other than looking and viewing keenly into what the Lord wants for his kingdom. And then the apostle, who has a very much a fatherly heart as well and is grounded in the word and has proven himself in many different ways, you know, to instill and impart that to the people, you know, and even pastors, you know, like, hey, you got to start even having a fatherly heart. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm grieved that you're doing this, you know, like I'm telling you this for a reason and be that fatherly body. Yeah. But knowing the word and bringing and adding grace to it. And you know what I'm saying? But like, if you continue in this, it's going to be worse for you. But I'm telling you now that you would heed the instructions, son, you know, sons and daughters,
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
going to
be worse. That's exactly what
I have three granddaughters, and the two youngest ones, I try to talk to them about the Lord all the time. I have them take communion. I explain to them what it is. I explain to them who Christ is, what Christ came to do, that he hung, bled, and died on the cross for our sins. And, you know, I was telling them, you know, what sins are and what we shouldn't be doing. And this is a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old, and just with me sharing that, when they come back, God, I believe it's either God or the Holy Spirit brings it back to their remembrance, because when I start talking to them and asking them stuff, they tell me, they said, no, they said, we're not supposed to do that. And, you know, I'm instilling that in them at a young age, because if not, like I said, I grew up in religion and tradition. I didn't grow up in Christ. We was introduced to who Jesus was, but it was no relationship. It was no, they didn't really teach on that. They was too busy trying to teach you the doctrines of the church and all of that. And it's like, you know, if you don't get the understanding of Christ and the Holy Spirit, when you grow up, you can be led out into this false stuff that does not have, it disconnects you from Christ. It'll have you worshiping everything else but Christ. So I want to be in a place to where my grandchildren will know the truth, you know, through the word of God, and, you know, won't be in a place to where there's confusion, because like you said, it's a lot of stuff out here and people are all over the place and they're coming up with new ways and new thinking and all of this. And I'm like, you know, this stuff is crazy. But again, like you said, those of us that are in Christ, also, it's for us to step up. You might get ridiculed, but at the end of the day, God and the Holy Spirit is going to protect you in this. You know, when the persecution arises against you because you're standing up and speaking up for truth, you're going to be protected, because there's so many people that's in the church and they see this stuff going on and they co-sign with it, or like you said, so much compromising now that it's heartbreaking. And I'm like, this is not how this is supposed to go. But I just thank you, you know, for sharing, because we really need to hear that, because it's like people getting away from this truth and they're trying to, you know, bring this other stuff in that, and then you see people all over the place. Like, I'm going to ask you to pray for this young lady. My daughter said this young lady was on Facebook today talking about committing suicide. She said she was going to give her children to CPS, and she was going to commit suicide because it's too hard. She's struggling. She's lost her car, can't afford to pay for this, and she's just ready to give up on life. And I said, this is horrible, 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 because she can't be no older than 30 years old. And that's why I said the enemy has to see people today to make you think, oh, well, if it's not good for you here in the earth, just take your life. You know, like that's the resolution to it. No. You know, people are not even trusting in the Lord or casting their cares upon the Lord. They just feel like if they can't work it out or fix it themselves, then, okay, I'm done. They're listening to this voice of the enemy tells them, you know, to harm themselves. But I believe her name is Bree, and her last name is either Taylor or Givens. But I know the Lord know who she is, and I think she had one or two small children. I just would like you to pray for her.
Okay, I will. You're right. And, yeah, let me pray for her now. So, Father, we lift up Bree to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, whatever that binding thing, vice that the enemy has, Lord, over her mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break it off, Father God, Lord, whatever that, in that storm, God, that you would have breakthrough as well, God. And Lord, and I ask, Lord, that you would mend that, Lord, like that you would put that mending, that white stuff when he mends and wrap things over a wound, God, that it just be wrapped over her mind, Father God, Lord, that you would place your balm and you're mending over her mind, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for health and wholeness in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she would get the help that she has need of, God. It would be urgency. People would urgently heed her voice, God, and her what's happening in her life, God. So we thank you for your intervention and mending and healing and binding up her mind. That's what the word, the binding up her mind, God, with healing. In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, and even the other, anyone else who's heard of this incident or anyone who spoke of this despairing, hopeless thoughts, in Jesus' name, God, we ask for your intervention to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your marvelous light, your light of life to be imparted and your balm of healing upon their minds, God, and that you would bind up their wounds, Lord, the wounds in their mind, God, that you would heal them, Lord. And your word says in Ezekiel that you care about the things that are weak in the sheep, God. And you know what we're facing in our humanity, God. So bind up those wounds in people's minds, God, and strengthen them, Father, and let them truly receive you, Lord, and experience the height and the length and the width and the depth of your love for them, that they might escape the snares of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And I don't know if Sister Evelyn is on, but she wanted me to share with you that she asked you to pray for Elder Dodson. It's probably been a few months ago because he was real low sick. And he's an elder at their church, but she shared with me today that they're getting ready to move him into being a pastor over that church. She said you prayed for him and you called him Pastor Dodson. When we said Elder Dodson, you spoke over him as you prayed for him as Pastor Dodson. And she said God has moved him into that position. And she said she just wanted to thank you, you know, for being obedient and you know, to the Spirit of the Lord and what he gave you. And you, you know, prayed that over his life. And she just wanted to share that, wanted me to share that with you.
Wow, very cool. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. I don't see her. I think she thought last week she was traveling. She said, I think she was going somewhere. We prayed for her, I think, or something. I don't know. Anyways.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
she went to Arizona, and she made it back, I think, over the weekend.
Okay.
And then she called.
Okay.
We talked today, and she just wanted me to share that with you. She probably still have like a little traveling, you know, when you tired from traveling.
Yes.
But she wanted me, she said, if I speak to you to let you know that you prayed that over him, you know, because you, as you prayed for him, you said, Pastor Dodson. And she said, thank you for that. She said, because, they're getting ready to, he's going to be the pastor at that church starting soon. And he's very humble. He's a very humble, yes, very humble servant of God, very humble. So we just wanted to thank you for praying and speaking that over him. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank God for you and your obedience. Yes. Yes, amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for your obedience. In fact, I was going to say that. That's what protects us is our obedience. That's why we're protected.
Yes.
It's because we have our obedience. Yeah, we're following. So God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you and love you. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too. Love you too. Bye. Wow, praise God. That's confirming in some ways. Just that the Lord has specifically something with me in the church. So anyway, so 608-960. Good evening. Is this this is Shannon, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're from Wisconsin. I got that mixed up with Greg.
Yes.
So praise God. Thank you for joining us. Let me mute your phone line for a second and I'll pray for you. There we go. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we lift him up to you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for his praises to you, God, that he's lifting up his heart to you, Father God, with all of his heart, God. We thank you for the grace, Lord, as he praises you and lifts up his heart to you, Father God, that you impart more grace to you, Father, that he receives it. He's receiving your grace, God, in every need, Lord, that you are present. Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even that song that says, I sing a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. And the praise, our praise lifts us up, you know, knowing that we are seated, brings us higher, that we are seated in heavenly places with him. And removes any type of oppression or garment that the enemy would try to place on us. But the praise, you know, moving, lifting us up again, it brings us to higher ground and almost can, you know, with your hands and just praising him and being lifted up again, seated in heavenly places, but also our identity, you know, because if we don't have a garment of heaviness, we have his garments of righteousness. And I think his word says somewhere that we are arrayed in righteousness. There's very, a lot of different aspects to that. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the lifting up. God, for the lifting up. Yeah, again, I'm just seeing you like almost like in a church service with chairs and you're just lifting up your one hand. It looks like your left hand, and I don't know if that's significant for anything. And but then you're being lifted up like your feet are, you know, like your feet are going up and you're truly being lifted up in every way, you know. So even in your inner man, in your soul, your spirit, you know, when we come to the Lord and we, fellowship with him, commune with him, he nurtures our spirit and lifts up our soul. But I'm seeing your praise really lift up your soul. And so we thank you, Lord, for just taking him to a higher place and his praises with you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let me go back here. So, praise God.
Amen. Would you mind praying about my future wife? And also, I feel like I have some questions about somebody close to me and a sense that there's opposition, like a barrier to something. So it's just really strong with me and it's really been bothering me a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering, with this praise and even this left hand, if that has something to do with, you know, because in our left hand is the hand that we wear our covenant ring on, you know. So I don't know if even praise is, and me even saying, I sing a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy, if praise isn't part of your battle, you know, winning this battle, but I'm definitely going to pray for you. But I just, I think that there might be, it would be enough to explore, at least to like initiate it, to see, explore it. Anyways,
okay.
So Father, we thank you. Yeah, we thank you for Shannon, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you're working in his life, God, and just the impartation of your wisdom and your discernment and your knowledge, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we just break off every opposing spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord, every intrusive thought or anxiety, oppression, whatever it might be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he could be like David, God, where he picks up his stone, God, knowing the place of the river where you've brought him and the promise that you've kept him in, Father God. And then it says David ran to, he ran towards Goliath, and he threw that rock, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for equipping Shannon to fight this battle, God, and to know when to step forward and to move forward and to navigate through it, God. And Lord, and even that praise being a breakthrough as well, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for every preparation. And even as he steps out and steps into, God, that there is breakthrough, Father. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For your manifold grace, Lord, as he steps in grace and steps out in faith with your manifold grace, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Have a good week. Okay. Our next caller is 617-775. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Good evening, Deborah. This is Brooke. Hello?
Hi, Brooke. How are you? Hi. Can you hear me?
I'm doing well. I'm so surprised. I was listening and listening intently and just wonderful. To have all the, you know, to hear about all the victory in Christ.
Yeah.
And you know, when we're all, I think many of us in the body are experiencing weariness. And so it's been, so I'm still a little bit taken aback because you're there. And thank you for all you do.
Oh, well, thank you. So, Brooke, I forget what state you're from.
Well, I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, let me
pray
for
you. I
think
you had an earlier caller from Vermont, which is the state I'm from.
Vermont? Oh,
I think it was an 802, yeah. Jennifer, I'm not sure, but it sounded like 802. Anyway.
Oh, no, Jennifer's from, Jennifer was 828, and she's from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Right. I almost said North Dakota, which is so weird. Okay, so, but that's okay. So thank you for joining us. You have a nice, pleasant voice. Yes, nice tone. So, Father, we thank you for Brooke, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord. And even her saying this weariness, Lord, is break it off. God, and even of our listeners, God, we, Lord, it's okay to say to you, God, that I am weary, but may it not grow. Lord, because that is your word. It says, do not let your weariness grow. Do not grow in weariness. It's okay to say, Lord, I'm weary, but may it not grow. So we thank you, Father God, for breaking off every yoke, God, every heaviness that you've placed on the people. God, not you, Lord, but the enemy tried to place on the people, God, with whatever weights and measures that will be, God, with life, Lord, circumstances, whatever it might be, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we break that off, Lord. We dismantle those yokes in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, Lord, that they would come unto you, Lord, and follow you, Father God, for you carried their humanity, God, on the cross, Lord. It says, by your wounds, we are healed. God, and you carried humanity, Lord. You healed humanity by your wounds. You brought us to the cross, Lord, and you've carried it all, God. Now the people, Lord, let them be yoked with you, Lord, in your gentleness, in your humble heart, God, and in your goodness and steadfast faithfulness, God, and unchanging, God, secure love, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord, for the people in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for Brooke, God. We just even pray for a bubbling, God, the bubbling of the Holy Spirit to come forth, Lord, and spring forth like bubbling brooks, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. I think it's Matthew 7, you know, where it says, all you who are thirsty and call unto me, that he will give you something to drink. Wait, it might be in this Bible right here is really what I'm thinking. I'll have that right here. That's it. Those who thirst come to me and drink and believe. Mm-hmm. He who believes. So we thank you, Father God, Lord. We honor. God, we want to honor. We need to say this, friends, saints. We want to honor the flow of the river of God within each one of us. We want to honor the flow of the river and participate with it. We thank you for your anointing, the river within Brooke, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you have made a better way for Brooke, Father God, and that she taps into that and honors that river, God, as you anoint that river, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We rebuke doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she knows who she is before you, God. She knows who she is before you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We honor the flow of the blood, the blood's flow, God, and every exchange you've made on the cross for Brooke, God. We thank you, Lord, for brooks of blood from your river, God, and brooks of refreshing waters. God, we thank you for every stream and every current that you have, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray if there's any unforgiveness that needs to come forth, Lord, that she would just pour that unforgiveness, Lord, at the bank of the brook of your blood and let your current wash it away, God. And she would watch it be washed down the river, God. Thank you, Lord. You're washing it away and cleansing it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for being king and ruler in her life, God. And also seeing a beginning and ending thing here, too. I know our caller earlier was praying and even stating in Revelation that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I see the Lord doing that with his saints, with those who are truly his saints and are called unto him and have followed him faithfully, following him and enduring to the end, that he is the finisher of that, and he kings. He will be your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was kinging you and crowning you to receive from him. And we thank you for that, God, the establishment of that and Brooke's life, Lord, and she's choosing it. God, she chooses it now, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, as she's searching for it. She's choosing it. Praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm. Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
I receive it.
Yeah, let me.
Thank you.
Amen.
Let me see.
I think I said Matthew 7, but I think it's John 7. Let me see. John 7. Yeah, John 7:37, a promise of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so that's where that was. If you, if you're on the screen reading that, so
yeah, well, Matthew. Oh no, John. I'm sorry. John.
John 7:37.
7:37.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, how can I pray for you?
Well, this was, you know, such a gift on my birthday, and I...
today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good word on your birthday.
It's wonderful. I'm still reeling. Wow. I'm just sort of, wow, thank you. Thank you, Father. So
yeah.
Just leave it on that note. Pray for one of a prayer for all of my children. That would be my prayer on my birthday, for my children to draw closer to the Lord and be less conformed to the world. You know, less conformed to this world, and to know the nature of our Father, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
To really embrace it and know it.
Yeah.
And know it, and just that they would just cling to all of what He has
for them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're happy
so
to pray
that. That's the mother's heart.
Yes, I hear you. I do hear you.
Our mother's heart.
Yeah,
that would be a gift.
Yes. Okay. And that was Mary's heart for Jesus, too. So.
Yeah.
So, Father,
indeed.
We thank you
indeed.
For Brooke, Lord.
Thank
we,
you.
Yes. We bless her on her birthday, God. We bless her. Lord, with the blessings of the Lord, God, make your face to shine upon her. Turn towards her and give her your countenance, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just blessing her and giving her peace, Lord. Thank you for that impartation, God. And, Lord, we pray for her children, mm-hmm. God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know your word, Father, you said, even Jesus said about his children, I have no greater joy than knowing my children walk in the light. So, Father God, we mm-hmm. pray, Lord, for Brooke's children, Lord, that they would walk in the light. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself to them, God, and make yourself known to them as you really are, for who you really are, God. Make yourself known to them. Reveal it, Father, in Jesus' name, as Ephesians 3, bring them into your family, to your household. Help them to have the courage to yield and to receive forgiveness of their sins, Father, and to turn from their ways, Lord, depart from them, and to turn to you, Father, and to just fill them with the power of your Holy Spirit, God, to overflowing, God. And we thank you, Lord, for healing them in every way, God, body, soul, and spirit. And we thank you, God, just for the power of the Holy Spirit to bring a washing and a regeneration upon them, God, that they would walk according to your mercy, Lord, according to the redemption of your blood, the forgiveness of sins, and the richness of your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks. Well, thank you so much for sharing your birthday with us.
Oh,
a portion
you.
Of it.
It's such a gift. Thank you.
Well, thank you. God bless you. And all of heaven rejoices
you,
over
Deborah.
The day of your birth. Okay. Take care.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, a couple more callers, so we do need to wrap it up. So 251-342, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Deborah, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, girl, how are you?
It is well, in spite of.
Well, aren't you faithful? I missed that saying. As soon as you said it, I was like, dang, that's good. I'm glad that you're still making that your confession of faith and honor before the Lord. Thank you, Father, for Latrice, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Latrice, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for blessing the fruit of her lips, Father God, and the meditation of her heart and mind be pleasing in your sight, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifices of praise, Lord, and the impartation of joy, Lord, that you would give her heart, Father God, the deep things of the Lord, and like just like your peace and your joy are not things of this world, and they are not temporal, and they're not based on circumstances, Father God. It's based on your spirit and your kingdom and your virtues and your character, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for that exchange in honor of your character, God, that you're bringing to your daughter. God, we pray for whatever is contending with the truth, Lord, that you would contend with that and save her children. Lord, I don't know if you, I think you have children, but that's how the verse goes in Isaiah 49.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lord, okay. So, Lord, we thank you. Again, Lord, we just lift her up to you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for even in, like, times and seasons, you know, the things, they all fit together, you know. It all fits together to bring about, you know, just the maturity, the transformation, the fruitfulness. It all comes together, all of that, in a like a year. Like a year, 1 year has, well, depending where you live, but has different, like, four seasons, right? There's different times, there's different seasons. But it all
actually
comes together.
Five? Yep. There are five seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, and then there is due season. What's due to you?
Oh, good for you. I like it. Hey, and
I'm
you know
sad.
What? Oh, no, that's good. You know why? Because earlier I was talking about the five planets are aligning tonight. They were aligning tonight, five planets. And the number five does have to do with God's grace. So maybe there is a due season. It is due. Yes, and it is a
yes,
maybe
sir.
That is a word right there, girl. A due season for all of us. It is due season. We thank
yes.
you, Father God, for the seasons, the times and the seasons working together, God. Let it be a due season, Father God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, God, for aligning heaven. God, align it on earth as it is in heaven, God, that we see it. Lord, we see it and know it, God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. And Latrice's life on earth as it is in heaven, God, we thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
deliver
yeah.
her from evil, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, be her dominion. Be her majesty. Be her glory. Be exalted. And Latrice's life, God, feel the spirit of the Lord on that. Be exalted in Latrice's life, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, I see your heart shining like a light. Like, you know how people have like a halo over their head? Like, I see a halo over your heart. But it's shining outwardly, you know, like the anyway. So praise God for that. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I do thank you. The things that I was going to request, you prayed. You prayed salvation for my children. I'm believing God for them to come on in, and I'm going to claim increase in finances and everything else. And we do tell the Lord, thank you.
Yes, Lord,
and
we thank you, Lord.
That.
Wow,
Amen.
Praise God. Very good, good
Hallelujah.
Word. Thank you for joining us. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me. It was good to hear. Have a good one, Deborah.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, we have our friend here, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Nicole from Louisiana.
Well, hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Good.
Good. Did you guys have storms, or is it on the way? Is it predicted, or did it change? I think I was praying about that yesterday with somebody, something with storms through Texas, Mississippi again, Louisiana. Like it was supposed to go, oh, my gosh, was it supposed to go through five states? That's that number five again.
Oh, wow.
Four. I don't know. I don't know. Somebody was mentioning it yesterday that I...
Yeah, I think it probably is. I think it probably is headed. We did get, like, some warnings about tornadoes. I'm in central Louisiana now.
Okay. Because
I took a new job. So, you know, the hurricanes hit land, it typically turns into, like, a tornado. So I'm thinking that it probably, if it does hit, you know, it would turn into a tornado once it gets to where I am. So that's something okay. that I'm keeping on my radar.
Okay. Well, let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, God. We thank you even just for Louisiana, God, and the other states involved. Lord, we just pray, again, your protection, ceasing to speaking to the winds, to change, to slow down, God, to peace and shalom over those states, Lord, and all that's happening. I don't even know, Lord. We thank you for even just agreeing with other intercessors and people who are praying, God, just for to powerfully shield and protect and to turn the tides, to turn what are those called? The jet stream, Lord, and using everything in the atmosphere to keep things protected and off the land, God, from any formation. God, we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray and intercede for that. And Lord, we pray for Nicole, God, and we just lift her up to you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, you know, God, okay, there is a name for God. It's it's E-L for God, okay, because the God, meaning the God, but it also has like his other names are attached to it, like his supremacy, his might, his strength, his power. I'm seeing that now, but there's like El Shaddai, Elihum, however you say that one, you know, but there's other names to it as what? Yes, that one. I forget what that one means. Maybe, oh, wait. Oh, here, I see that here. Okay, I thought that meant something else, a provision of some sort. But, yeah, so I'm seeing that. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And there's even airlines, like if you travel to Israel, they have that LL Airlines, ELAL.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, we thank you, Lord, just for carrying her, God. We thank you for your majesty over her life, God, and your power and your strength, and just how you declare yourself, God, over her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, so, and I'm just seeing it like at the airplane taking off. Let me just look up real quick. Airplane on the. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay.
Getting closer. Okay, this is airplane capable of flight, agency, organization elevated in spiritual or heavenly places, high powered church, vocation, or business. Maybe that has to do with that. Moving in a higher spiritual position, church, business, corporation, vocation, or ministry is taking off or flying and maintaining your altitude until arriving or fulfilling your destiny. But I am seeing this going up. Like I am seeing it taking off, like it's going in the upward position. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like he's equipped me. I know you don't have much time, but, you know, he's equipped me to pretty much begin to launch. You know, I'm currently working in my purpose. You know, I provide counseling, and I utilize my skills in psychology to help treat clients. And so I know he's using me in that way. And, you know, I just recently graduated and started a new job. So I know he has me working in that regard. And the population I serve is definitely struggling with the need of deliverance. A lot of them have disabilities, but they also struggle with schizophrenia and, you know, ASD, autism spectrum disorders. And so a lot of them need, you know, healing and deliverance. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I've been praying for. And, you know, I actually wanted to pray for my supervisor. She just came back from surgery, and I already see the spiritual attack. She had a terrible headache today. But, you know, just to cover us and, you know, keep us anointed as we work. And, you know, do God's will.
Yes. Yes, that's a prayer. What's your super? Can you give your supervisor's first name?
Yes, Shawata.
Shawata?
Shawanda.
Or Shawanda. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole and Shawanda, Father God. We just cover them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. We thank you, Lord, for your power to rule and reign where they are, God, that they would take authority, Lord, that they would take dominion in the places where you have them, God, in the land, Lord, that they would take dominion in those places, Lord, and build up your supremacy in that place, God, and take authority over every subordinate covenant, every subordinate spirit in the name of Jesus. We take authority over that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that they would utilize, Lord, they would utilize your blood. They would utilize their authority that they have in Christ and how they're empowered with your spirit and grafted with your word, Lord, and they would bring it forth in those places, God, as they minister with the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ for the purposes of God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for using them in such a way, God, it's so stealth in the community where it looks like it's hidden, God, but it's really not. Lord, they're affecting so many other things, Lord, that they touch with your glory, with your oil, God. Anoint them with the oil from heaven, God. Anoint them with the oil from heaven in their hands, God. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let your anointing come in that place, Father God. Let them work in unity and harmony with you, God, that you are the God of all, the Elohim, God, that you have the power, the might, and the strength. And we thank you, God, that you declare that over them and each client and purpose person who enters to counsel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Okay, 251-229. Good evening.
Good
this
evening.
Is Sarah.
How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Sarah from Alabama. How are things going in Alabama?
Well, they're kind of shaky in some areas, the loss of families, and I'm praying for them.
Yeah.
But where I am, we didn't get damage at all as far as, you know, from the tornadoes and everything. So we were blessed
mm-hmm.
in that area there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that you're safe. And let's pray for your community. Lord, we just lift up those, Lord, who are in need. Well, God, we thank you for every ministering organization. Lord, Father, Lord, let them serve the people well. God, we thank you, Lord, let them do that with dignity, with strength, and a heart to meet them and connect with them, God. And we pray, Lord, just for every, even the trauma, Lord, that you would help heal the trauma, God, and bring your comfort to the people, God. And we ask for the local churches, Lord, and the spiritual ministers to arise, Lord, and to bring forth your healing attributes to the people, God. And we pray for those who are ministering, Lord, that are servants of the Lord, that you would keep them strong in your sovereignty, Lord, in Jesus' name, and strong as they serve, God. And we thank you for covering and protecting them as well, God, from sickness and disease and any ailments, God, in the name of Jesus. And yes, Lord, speak to them, even refreshing them as they serve you in many ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, we pray for Sarah, Father. We just lift her up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm seeing a lot of people's names tonight, and like in two different parts, like two different, a lot of people, some of them I didn't even really say, I just excited the one that was more higher, like the one that had more emphasis on it from the Holy Spirit. And I really do think even the caller from the beginning, I don't know if it was our first or second caller, about that God is the finisher, the author and finisher of our faith, you know, and that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He has two names, two parts, right? And so the beginning and the end. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in Sarah's life, God, from beginning to end, God, that you are the author and the finisher, God, that she would continue to look to you and follow you, God. We know she's a true follower of yours, Father God, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for those that she's bringing, God, that as she follows you, God, that she is training and bringing others in to follow you. So I see you doing that training and bringing others in to follow him. And, you know, even if we ever, any of us just brought two people in, you know, like, anyway, but so Father, I thank you, Lord, how she is teaching them, God, even like I see you teaching them from like it's from the beginning stages, like new, it's new, the beginning stages of teaching them. So I thank you, Lord, for just her wholeheartedness to love you and to serve you and to bring others into that same fellowship, into that same wholeheartedness to follow you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. And I, so, you know, I really see, you know, your love, you know, where it says, love the Lord your God with all of us. So if you boil everything down, right, he's saying boil down the commandments is to love God and love others. And I see as you're doing this, as you're following the Lord and you're bringing others in to follow him as well, like leading them, guiding them, teaching them, that your main motivation, and it's actually coming, and it's from your heart, right? You're loving him with all of those parts. But it's also like from your mind, from where there's love there. And, you know, we have in our belief system comes our values and our behaviors and our attitudes. And in that, if that is not loving, then that makes our beliefs and our behaviors and our views a little more difficult. And a lot of us have snags there. Like sometimes I'll have a bad attitude, you know. But I see, and what I'm seeing this is that you are following him in love, and like your head is just like full of love. It's you're following him, and it's love, like you're focused. And so, which tells me that you have a good belief system. That's what I'm trying to get to, is that you're believing correctly. You know, you're believing believing the grace of his truth, the love and grace of his truth, as we were reading earlier this evening. And that in itself I'm seeing as being teachable as well, that you're following him with your belief and with your love. So, and out of that, I just happen to know, flows your views, your behaviors, and your attitudes. So, and that is very teachable in itself. Even if you're not sharing words, that's teachable. So I thank you, Lord, just for this picture, God, and just for all those that she would bring in. So I thank you, God, for guiding her as she guides others. Lord, but even that, you're focused and set on him. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's, you know, that's all prophetic from the Lord, because, and that he gave you, because I was telling my sister last night, it was some Christian music that we were listening to, and I just told her, I said, oh my goodness, I found another one. He's a producer on YouTube. And the music is just, it just makes you concentrate, for me anyway, on the Lord. And it just, it's so soothing.
I know it's Thompson is his last name, but anyway, the music is so soothing. It makes you just fall in love with Jesus, just the music. He's singing from the heart. And, goodness, I have it somewhere in here. and it was, you know, we just talked about the Lord, and I just told her, you know, oh, my goodness. It was like even when he getting crucified, it's like I could just feel, you know, the pain, and I can feel all of that going through my body. I don't know, it's deep. And I pray for everyone that, you know, wants to come into the fold, because he is beautiful and full of grace and mercy, you know? And I'm glad to give you those prophetic words to say, you know, to come on, you know, and get people more drafted into his presence.
Yeah. Amen. That's a good word. I like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Hey, if you get the name of that person, because I would like to listen to that. I like to enter in with different music and stuff. Will you text the program and just say, will you pass this, give this to Deborah? Please pass this name on, this music minister. Just say music minister and then his name.
Okay, I've got it. It's Victor Thompson Music. It's Victor Thompson Music. And
okay,
it's
beautiful.
He has different increments that you can listen in. It could be 20 minutes of deep worship. I don't know. I was just laying there, and I was just in deep concentration.
It was sweeping you.
Yeah.
Sweeping you away. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like it a lot. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I have to highlight this on my paper so that I know where to find it. Thank you. Hey, could you have any prayer requests before we
I'm just praying for, you know, just for the love of God to and the protection of God around the world for people, and as well as my daughter Leah. You know, her testing that she's taking right now is some of it is challenging, especially when they give the shot. She's like, Mom, I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. So mm-hmm. when the teacher kind of goes over, this is the way you do it and administer it, she's like, okay. You know, that's the nervous part. But I'm just praying that the Lord leads and guides her because this is something she wants to do to yeah. serve others in the nursing area.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's awesome. Well, let's pray.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, God bless her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sarah's daughter, Leah. God, we just lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for guiding her, Lord, in her hands. Lord, let her have the mind of Christ. Lord, your power. Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you would bless her hands and the work of her hands, Lord, and all that she's doing, God, to administer grace and mercy to others, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for the success in that, that you would guide her, that you would show her how to administer it in such a way, God, that is efficient and effective and accurate, Lord, and how she can be confident and courageous and strong in those things, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for equipping. Thank you, Lord, equipping her in the strength of the Lord as she utilizes these gifts to you, God, and how you're going to expand that to the community, God, and she will earn her license and earn her position in her community, God, to serve and to aid the people, God, and to pray in the places, Lord, where you place her feet, God. Give her grace to take ground and to have favor wherever she places her feet, Father. And we thank you, God. We thank you and impart that blessing upon her as her mother does in Jesus' name. And then we pray for our nation at large, God. And we pray your protection and your wholeness over them. And Lord, just an increase of Jesus being high and lifted up that all men might be drawn unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And if you ever get a chance, he's pretty funny, but his name is Troy Black. I don't know if you heard of him. He's on YouTube as well, and he has a good, just an overall good personality, and he's very spiritual as well. So that's another name as well.
Okay. Does he do music?
No, he sings. Yeah, he sings. He does his own voice and everything, and goes into the prophetic as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. I wrote that down, too. Well, thanks for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Shalom.